I haven't owned a car in 2 years, so I use ride-sharing companies such as Uber and Lyft a lot. Those two companies have become commonplace and in many cases have supplanted taxis as a form of transportation by car. It's an ever-changing industry as the companies and their drivers jockey over fees and pay issues, but there's one big worry many drivers have, though a solution may be on the horizon. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The problem is crime. And while violent crime has been declining nationwide, despite claims by some politicians, the number of carjackings has been growing. Rideshare drivers are easy targets. After all, you just open an account with a fake name, request a car, and it pulls right up to your address. But soon you may need to show a government-issued ID before entering a Lyft or Uber car. It may not stop someone from pointing a gun at a driver and forcing him to open a door, but it's a start. The FBI and local police forces in cities including LA and Minneapolis are focusing on halting carjacking. This could help. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.